Let's hear from the Chief Executive of the Restaurants Association of Ireland, Adrian Cummins, who's with me in studio, and from Elena Fitzgerald Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation. Adrian Cummins, you heard the Minister there. Are you any clearer about what the future holds for the hospitality sector, for your members, about the how things are going to pan out over the coming weeks?
Well, what we know at the moment, Justin, from the leaks and the reports over the last number of days is that our industry will be closed until midsummer. How we reopen in midsummer, we don't know that yet, and the government needs to give clarity around what that will mean. Professor Nolan made a comment today that it will be outdoors. That's another way of informing our industry. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that every business is maintained and supported in a way that will allow these businesses to reopen in a viable way in the middle of the summer. We acknowledge the supports that the government has given us to date, but they're not enough. What we have at the moment is a piecemeal approach, an ad hoc fund here, an ad hoc fund there, instead of having a blanket approach to supporting all businesses within hospitality and those businesses supporting our sector as well. To give you an example, if you're getting €1,000 a month from the government to cover your fixed costs and it's costing you €2,000, that business is going to fail. So what we're saying to the government very clearly here now is that they need to double the amount of support coming into our industry so that we can have viable businesses when we're allowed to reopen in a safe manner and fashion.
Do you regret pushing the government so hard for reopening before Christmas, given what's happened now, given the circumstances you and your members find yourselves in right now?
Well, I think what happened before Christmas, we all wanted to see our businesses reopen. And obviously, we would like to see our businesses open into the future. We're in a different landscape now. We have a new variant that has come into the country from the UK. It's nearly 80% of all cases are from the new variant. What we absolutely need to do is we need to make sure that the other variants from South Africa and Brazil don't take hold within our communities. And that will have a negative effect in the rollout of the vaccine programme. What we also know from the government is that they will have 46% of the country vaccinated by the end of June. Well, we need to have a very clear message from the government here at what percentage of the population will need to be vaccinated in order for all hospitality to be opened in a viable manner and fashion.
I'm joined also by Elena Fitzgerald Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation. Elena, that news from the Taoiseach, which came via Radio na Gaeltachta yesterday, that hospitality is unlikely to reopen before midsummer. Did you know that was coming before you heard it? And what do you make of it?
Absolutely not. And I suppose we're still sitting here trying to get a sense of, well, what does midsummer mean? When is it? 270,000 people were employed in Irish tourism prior to this pandemic. Whole communities in many cases are built around tourism. So it was just really, really, we're devastated. You know, it's shattering. And it was difficult probably to hear the announcement in isolation of, you know, the wider, I suppose, living with COVID plan being announced next week. And I suppose what we would be appealing to government for is, you know, clarity around what it looks like, that there will be sense it'll be sustainable. Obviously, it has to continue to protect public. That's always our number one. But we do need clarity around the supports. I mean, we're told there's no cliff edge, and we are very thankful, as Adrian said, for the supports. But there needs to be sector-specific supports put in place. Things like the CRSS do need to be doubled, and there needs to be certainty beyond the summer, because at the end of the day, the summer trading period is all important in terms of the overall viability in a normal year. Now, this isn't a normal year. We're after prolonged restrictions. So it's critical that, I suppose, government steps up in that respect. The piecemeal approach is very difficult. It's impossible to plan. We see in Scotland now that rates waivers are to be in place until the end of March in 2022. And I mean, we are assured that there'll be no cliff edge, but we've no idea of what it looks like. And it makes planning, you know, impossible. And, it's so many things. It's about staycation hope, but it's about real people and real livelihoods in our industry. And, you know, there's a huge anxiety and mental health issue right now. And it's really tough.
What are hotel bookings like at the moment?
They're trickling in. I suppose, look, the overall messaging from government, you know, is mixed in terms of... to be a summer. And I suppose I'm one of those people who has my holidays booked because I need something to look forward to. There is evidence that self-catering is fairly heavily booked in, you know, I suppose traditional destination areas. But the reality is across the country, one in every five bedrooms are booked at the moment for the peak summer season. So it's a slow lead in. But look, I think Irish people were fantastic last year. There were some great experiences. And, you know, we have to have those to look forward to this year as well.
Okay, back to you, Adrian Cummins. Do you accept that there are no easy answers here? I mean, there are new strains of the virus which are unpredictable, and it may not be possible to predict when businesses can reopen at a fixed point in time, which I know is what you're looking for. But you heard Professor Philip Nolan say earlier that some of those predictions, it's just not possible to give them right now.
Well, the government have said this is about the vaccine rollout. So obviously, the entire hospitality and tourism industry is waiting for this to be delivered right across our population. And that is about making sure that we procure enough vaccine as quickly as possible through the European Union. And I think the European Union has been behind the curve on this. When you look at the UK and what they have done, what other countries like the US have done. So I think this is about vaccine rollout quickly as possible for our population, but also our industry needs those supports delivered and doubled.
Adrian Cummins of the Restaurants Association and Elena Fitzgerald-Kane, President of the Irish Hotels Federation, thank you both for joining us.